Katie Couric celebrated her 15th anniversary this morning on NBC's Today Show and then promptly declared that she is leaving. Her on-air announcement brought this question from her co-host, Matt Lauer.
If you were a guest on the show, I wouldn't let you get away without saying, what are your plans?
I am. Well, I know it's the worst kept secret in America, but I'm going to be working on the CBS Evening News in 60 Minutes.
Katie Couric has spent her entire network career at NBC, but with her new job, she will become the first woman to be the solo anchor at one of the big three evening newscasts on the networks. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now to talk about this change. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Hard for us, hard for those of us who work on morning shows to understand why anybody would leave one. Why is she doing this?
Well, we have actually a clip of how she described it this morning on the Today Show.
After listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May.
You know, she's been at the Today Show for 15 years now, and it's a different kind of program than an evening newscast. The evening newscast tends to be seen as the prestige broadcast, the broadcast of record.
Even though fewer people are watching than the morning
show. That's absolutely correct. And she wanted to figure out how she wanted her career to be defined at the end. This is the choice that she made.
And why did CBS think that Katie Couric was the person that could bring its newscast out of third place?
Well, you got to go back nearly a year and a half and think about the Dan Rather botched 60 Minutes 2 story on President Bush. It almost imploded the news network and its sense of mission, you know, whether it would continue to go. This is a way of completely resculpting the debate. The new CBS News president, Sean McManus, sort of following, taking a page out of the book of Rune Arledge at ABC News, said, we're going to go for a big star. We're going to really make sure Americans know who's delivering the news, and we're going to wipe out all the memories and all the pain of that 2004 botch.
Can story. I just mention, though, she's going to replace Bob Schieffer, the interim anchor, for quite some time now. This is a guy who doesn't fit any of those stereotypes. He's reasonably well-known, but not terribly. He's on the older side, and yet he has added 750,000 viewers to that newscast while he's been anchoring it.
Well, he's a familiar enough presence. He's a very likable presence. He's seen as a straight shooter, a guy who's right down the middle, a very reassuring presence, particularly after a guy who is as hot as prickly as a guy like Dan Rather. Mr. Schieffer, he says he doesn't want to do this long term. He's about 69 years old. And so he's only really interested in doing this as an interim position. This is a way for CBS to sort of align itself for the next generation, to draw very much upon her popularity with morning show viewers, with perhaps some younger viewers, with perhaps particularly female viewers. CBS sees this as a win for the future.
Women are the viewers that the network newscasts especially want right now, right?
Well, right now, women are the viewers that newscasts are perhaps having more luck with. If you think about the morning shows, that's where they've been very dominant.
Does it matter who anchors these newscasts in the evening?
CBS obviously thinks it does. They're paying her significantly north of $10 million a year once her contract kicks in. She'll be starting in about September. It matters in the sense that she will be the defining face of that network. You know, this whole older cohort, Rather, but also people like Mike Wallace, they're all gone. It's not going to be Walter Cronkite with "That's the Way It Is." It's going to be this new, younger, vibrant face, a female face, a different kind of voice, and CBS is banking that this will help it reinvent itself.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks very much.
You bet.